You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are honored to hit the Ohio Business Machine's Hot Topic Hotline with Austin Ward, ESPN.com Big Ten reporter. You can follow him on Twitter at A-W-A-R-D, A-Ward, ESPN. Austin, how you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great, man. I know you've recently been down at the Ohio State Pro Day. First and foremost, I'll let you take the floor. What's the big takeaway? Who stood out? Who do you think drastically improved their opportunities in the NFL draft?
You know, it's kind of a weird Ohio State Pro Day in some ways because, you know, Michael Bennett is a guy who could be in the first few rounds, and he kind of re-injured himself during the 40, and so he didn't have a great chance to boost his numbers. Devin Smith didn't run the 40, although he had a lot of people, the Ohio State wide receiver, washing his hands and making sure that he could go through the whole route tree. I don't know that those guys really bumped themselves up. I think Devin Smith is probably the hottest candidate, if you will, for the Buckeyes right now, heading to the next level. You look at what he put on tape for the last 4 years. I don't think that there's been a better deep threat in college football in recent memory. I mean, he averaged 28 yards a catch last year, had 12 touchdowns, you know, more speed, the ability to track the football than anybody I can ever remember covering on a regular basis. I'd be interested to see if there's a team that'll take a chance on him in the first round. He did drop one ball during that workout on Friday, which, you know, you hate to say the sky is falling on somebody, but you go through these pro day workouts and all those things get magnified. If there was a weakness during his career with Ohio State, it was, you know, some questions about his consistency on some of the, you know, when he wasn't tracking down deep balls. Could he run the intermediate routes and consistently make the easy catch? Could he actually do more than just run a straight line downfield and burn past the secondary? So, you know, that was one minor thing that teams could pick apart. But I think that Smith on Friday was most closely watched of the all 32 teams were in the building. I don't think he did anything to hurt himself. But it is kind of weird if we're talking about Ohio State's Pro Day and coming off of a national championship. There really wasn't that much buzz at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. I think it does speak to how much talent is coming back to the Buckeyes next year. And I think that Pro Day in March 2016 is going to be an absolute madhouse.
I believe you, and I was going to say the same thing. I think they're the most talented football players at Ohio State right now are the guys that are still on the football team. The one guy I want to talk about, and I know at times throughout the last football season, 2014 football season, Jeff Heuermann, I believe Todd McShay had him as a top five tight end. Where do you think a guy like Jeff Heuermann's going to end up in the NFL draft? Is he going to fall out in the third, fourth, fifth round?
I think he will, and I think somebody is going to have a great steal there. If he's somebody that could have left Ohio State a year ago, he kicked around the idea of leaving early. Mostly what is so appealing about Heuermann is he has incredible measurables. You know, he's big enough to play out there at tight end. He's, you know, fast enough to win some matchups if you try and put a safety on him. He can box out. He can be a red zone threat. And what he did more often, you look at his numbers, they're not amazing throughout his career because Ohio State didn't throw to the tight end all that often. He was a physical, nasty blocker. You look at how successful Ohio State's rushing attack has been throughout his career, whether it was Carlos Hyde or Ezekiel Elliott or even the quarterbacks running. More often than not, Heuermann was asked to go out and find somebody, chip somebody, then get to the second level and take on a linebacker, hit a safety, and create some space down the field. He was always willing to do that. He's a stand-up guy. From my experience with the media, he had a great reputation in the locker room as a leader, incredible work ethic. You know, he did have some periods of injury throughout his career. There's a foot that I think maybe teams are going to take a look at and have some concern with that's been worked on a couple times and limited. But, again, that's something that he – played through a lot. It did maybe hurt his numbers at times when he's out there on the field. And as I said, he wasn't a big factor in the passing game, but I think he can be if he goes to the right team. And those doubts that we mentioned, that might hurt him. That might make him a third or fourth round pick. But I think I see somebody who has all the physical tools to have a long career in the NFL, and somebody's going to be really happy to get him.
Talking with Austin Ward from ESPN.com. He's their Big Ten reporter, was at Ohio State's Pro Day on Friday. Austin, another guy that turned some heads from a receiver position that maybe not a lot of people talked about, Evan Spencer. Talk about his effort on Friday.
I think if there's, you know, he may be one of those guys that's a preferred undrafted free agent guy. But I think if you asked the Ohio State coaching staff, if you went and asked Urban Meyer, if you asked the wide receivers coach Zach Smith, who was one of the most important guys to that effort winning a national championship, in most cases, Evan Spencer would be one of the first couple guys, if not the first one they mentioned. Just like Heuermann, you know, he only caught 15 balls, had three touchdowns, but anything Ohio State asked Evan Spencer to do during his career, he did it, and he did it well. He threw a touchdown in the Sugar Bowl. He threw an absolutely huge crackback block to spring Ezekiel Elliott for one of the game-clinching touchdowns. Really, that was, I think, a showcase for him before his pro day that he could go out, he could be a special team guy. Certainly, there are players who are faster than him, that are stronger than him, but the way he embraced doing the dirty work, he's somebody that you would absolutely love to have on your team to fill out the roster, because he's selfless. He will work hard for you. He understands what it takes to succeed in the NFL. He's got a father who's coached in that league for years that many people know well. So I think he's probably a long shot to get drafted, but there is absolutely nothing wrong with bringing in Evan Spencer into camp. And I think, you know, Ohio State has seen some guys in the last couple of years, especially at wide receiver. Corey Tilley-Brown comes to mind, where they didn't necessarily wow you with all of their physical tools. They didn't maybe have incredible numbers. Tilley-Brown did catch a lot of balls, well, you know, way more than Evan Spencer did. But they've come out and they've been pretty well prepared to succeed at the next level. And Evan Spencer, you're not going to get cheated with how he comes out to practice every single day. I think had he needed to play a bigger role and catch more footballs for Ohio State, he could have. But
I believe that to be true as well.
Yeah, he understands. When I say he's not the fastest guy, you won't find somebody who understands how to run a route any better than Evan Spencer. And that's going to, you know, that's a huge deal when you get to the next level. This is crazy and stupid to maybe even say, but how did Jerry Rice succeed for so long? It wasn't because he came out of college as the most physically gifted guy. And I realize how ludicrous it is to say this in relation to Evan Spencer, but how can he get an edge? He goes out and understands exactly where he needs to be, his split. He needs to know, he knows exactly how far to take that route. He knows how to get separation. And I think you could say that about a lot of Ohio State players last year. There are a lot of talented players. Why did Jeff Heuermann finish with 17 catches? Well, you had Ezekiel Elliott running the football. You had Michael Thomas emerging as an intermediate threat. You had Devin Smith stretching the field. They had a lot of players to spread it around with. So Evan Spencer absolutely could have had a bigger impact. Maybe at the next level, he'll get a chance to do that.
They do. They definitely have a lot of weapons and a lot of them coming back. Austin, I know just seeing, you know, following on Twitter and seeing the photos that people were taking, the analysts and so on and so forth, yourself included, I know that Ezekiel Elliott and those quarterbacks were hanging around rooting for their guys, you know, their pro day and watching them run and participate. Were you guys accessible at all to grab a comment or spend a little time with any of the quarterbacks and or Ezekiel Elliott, probably, you know, one of the top running backs for next year's draft?
I spent some time, actually the day before on Thursday, I talked with JT Barrett and Cardale Jones. Braxton Miller is still kind of a mystery for us. Elliott kind of snuck away before we had a chance to talk with him. I think, you know, the guy that is really fascinating to me, who could have been working out on Friday, is Cardale Jones. He has a big battle ahead of him. Once Braxton Miller returns and is able to get his shoulder fully healthy to throw in the summer, once JT Barrett has confidence on that surgically repaired ankle and can run, that's going to be a heated three-way battle. I think everybody is well aware of that, and it's going to go all the way into the fall. But Jones' decision to come back, I think, was one of the more fascinating and now kind of overlooked. He had his three-game stint in the postseason where he won. He had Mel Kiper and Todd McShay talking about how high he could be drafted if he elected to come out. Well, his stock, you know, arguably might never be higher. I thought it would have been interesting to see him out there, and I wonder how much larger the crowd would have been. There, I think there were 76.
Significant, I'm sure.
Yeah, 76 scouts, general managers, coaches in the building. If Cardale Jones was out there throwing the football instead of Troy Smith, who I think it's a little too late for him to impress those guys, even though he's been useful for the last couple of years throwing to the wideouts. If Cardale Jones was there, I think you might have doubled or even tripled the crowd because you know, he's still kind of a big unknown, even though he beat Wisconsin, he beat Alabama, he beat Oregon, the three toughest games outside of Michigan State on Ohio State's schedule, with the pressure being as great as it was. I think he has the physical tools to play at the next level, but he has such a small body of work. If he had been out there showing off his arm strength at 6'5", 250 pounds, running around, maybe posting a time in the 40 that impressed people who don't think that a big man can move like him, I think he would have been one of the more closely watched and perhaps coveted prospects that Ohio State had out there. But obviously we all know that wasn't meant to be. That wasn't his decision. He's coming back and talked about the value of getting his degree. But that would have been one thing that I think would have really upped the ante. And like I said earlier, that's what's going to make 2016 Pro Day at Ohio State all the more entertaining, because there is a huge collection of talent that is going to be on display then.
There definitely is. Austin, thank you so much for your time. Again, ESPN Big Ten reporter Austin Ward, thank you. You can follow him at AWardESPN. You are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR. After the break, we're going to go Frank Bohl from the Kansas City Chiefs, reporter for Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're going to get the insight on Dwayne Bowe. Is he have enough left in the tank to be an asset for the Cleveland Browns? If we bridge this gap, I can see